It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
On Tuesday afternoon, reports surfaced saying that North Korea had succeeded in producing a miniaturized nuclear warhead that can fit inside its intercontinental ballistic missiles.
U.S. intelligence now assesses that North Korea has successfully miniaturized a nuclear weapon. In other words, built a warhead small enough to fit atop a missile, which is a significant milestone in nuclear weapons development and really increases the threat profile of North Korea to the United States, especially coming on the heels of that missile test last month of a missile that many experts assess could reach the U.S. mainland.
Does this mean that the North has fielded a nuclear-tipped weapon?
No, it doesn't mean that yet. It's a significant development along that path, but there are other technological hurdles, our sources say, to doing that. You have to be able to build a missile and a warhead that survives re-entry, and you have to have a reliable delivery system, and it's not clear that the North has that. But of course, U.S. intelligence insights into North Korea are very limited. We don't know what we don't know, and so there's significant question at this moment as to what their capabilities actually are. This assessment really speeds up the timetable and suggests that they've achieved miniaturization much sooner than previously had been understood.
Just a few hours later, the president weighed in with a bombastic response.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. He has been very threatening beyond a normal statement. And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The response from Capitol Hill came swiftly. Senator John McCain on a radio interview at KTAR in Phoenix.
The great leaders that I have seen, they don't threaten unless they are ready to act.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that President Trump is ready to act. And so maybe it'll turn out all right. He's the president. I'm not. But I don't think that some of the great leaders that I have admired would have taken that same path.
Senator Dianne Feinstein of California said the United States must quickly engage North Korea in a high-level dialogue without any preconditions. She also added that she hoped Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was discussing the possibility of reopening talks with the U.S.'s Asian partners during his current trip to Asia. In my view, she said, diplomacy is the only sound path forward. Well, on Wednesday morning, Rex Tillerson was on a plane headed for Guam, which was threatened by North Korea as a response to Trump's statement, for refueling on his way home when he spoke with the press.
You know, the U.S. and the international community with respect to North Korea has actually had a pretty good week. We had a unanimous U.N. Security Council resolution to strengthen sanctions against North Korea with China and Russia joining us in that vote. And then at ASEAN, there were a lot of strong statements coming out of ASEAN that I think also reinforced that the global community has expressed its view that North Korea really needs to stand down this program. So I think in response to that, the North Koreans' rhetoric has just ratcheted up louder and louder and more threatening. So I think what the president is doing is sending a strong message to North Korea in language that Kim Jong-un would understand, because he doesn't seem to understand diplomatic language. And I think the president just wanted to be clear to the North Korean regime that the U.S., you know, unquestionable ability to defend itself, will defend itself and its allies. And I think it was important that he deliver that message to avoid any miscalculation on their part.
The Q&A with Tillerson on the plane continued.
Do you have any advice for Americans? Should they be worried?
I think Americans should sleep well at night. I have no concerns about this particular rhetoric of the last few days. I think the president, again, as commander-in-chief, I think he felt it necessary to issue a very strong statement directly to North Korea. But I think what the president was just reaffirming is the United States has the capability to fully defend itself from any attack and defend our allies, and we will do so. And so the American people should sleep well at night.
It should be noted that Wednesday, August 9th, is the 72nd anniversary of the U.S. dropping an atomic bomb on Nagasaki, Japan. The president on Tuesday met with health and administration officials and briefly addressed the press on the subject of opioid addiction in the U.S. As the crisis intensifies and an average of 142 Americans die of overdoses each day, Trump isn't ready to declare a national emergency, as was recommended by his commission on the issue.
The best way to prevent drug addiction and overdose is to prevent people from abusing drugs in the first place. If they don't start, they won't have a problem. If they do start, it's awfully tough to get off. So we can keep them from going on, and maybe by talking to youth and telling them no good, really bad for you in every way. But if they don't start, it will never be a problem. I got
good news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you enjoy these reports, I hope you'll check out The Nicole Sandler Show, Tuesdays through Fridays, here on the Progressive Voices Network, from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern, 12 to 1 Pacific. And the podcast, always available at NicoleSandler.com.